Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 96 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. Today you should get Barry's heckles up, I think, this
I've done it before. I'm going to put on my, not Donald Trump, I was going to say political face.
Political face.
But not him, because he'd be tweeting out all kinds of shit.
So basically today we're talking about wood elves.
New wood elves.
Wood elves in Warmaster Revolution.
Okay.
Because the list has been voted on. And sooner or later, it'll turn up. It should hopefully turn up online.
I think it is online in the specialist arms forum.
Specialist games forum.
Arms forum.
And then, I was just talking to Barry about we need to get that on, hopefully onto the army selector, because some of it. The reason I pointed that out earlier, Barry, was because for the Stirling one, they said you can use armies from the army selector, and they haven't. They didn't list which are also listed here. And they only, strangely, they missed quite a few off that were on the selector, including Chaos Dwarves. Somebody pointed out to me, emailed me and said, oh, make sure you can use Chaos Dwarves, and because it's not on the original tournament pack. And I was like, oh, it isn't. And I just sent an email saying, can I use these? Because you've given two bits of information, these are the armies.
So are they only allowed from the Revolution section army selector.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 20 on there.
Yeah, exactly. Which Chaos Dwarves are, so I can use them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Happy days. Happy so days. We're going to talk about wood elves.
Yeah.
I do love me some elf. Do love me some elf. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump's Space Force, no doubt.
I don't know anything about that.
Neither did I. Yeah, we were talking about it at the club, and I went home.
Right.
And somebody shared a Facebook post, and I watched a video, and yes, it's true.
What is it?
So in the early 1940s, America created its fifth armed service, which was the Air Force.
Right.
And now in 2018, Donald Trump's created the sixth branch of the army, military, and he's created Space Force.
Space Force?
Space Force.
What's Space Force?
It's America in space. They're armed forces in space.
Fantastic.
So people are sharing pictures of Donald Trump as the God Emperor leading his space race.
I want you for Space Force. Brilliant.
He's sent down.
Sign me up.
Because apparently, I didn't know this, but as Commander in Chief, he can just fucking do basically what he wants. He's like a dictator. So I've instructed them to make Space Force.
Make Space Force. All right.
Space Force is coming.
That sounds like something out of a Bond movie.
He's just fucking nuts, isn't he? He just must wake up, you know. I had a bit of a heavy drinking session last night, a bit hungover. Fucking hell, you know, there's a lot of space out there. We could get some of that. Let's get some. Come get some.
Who's his enemy? Who's
everyone.
Who's
China. Russia.
Okay. So he's in a race against other people.
Everybody, yeah.
Right.
We want space.
We want space.
Yeah, we'll take that.
All right.
It's like the great unknown, isn't it, when they say, they stick your flag in Alaska. We've got this, we've got this, we've got this.
Yeah, well, Britain's great for doing that.
Well, we were. Not no more. Not no more. So Space Force. So you might think I'm making it up, but go and look it. Go and Google it.
Any other president, I'd be questioning it, but this president, why not?
That's it, why not?
Yeah.
They got the money, he's got the balls. It's like every morning he wakes up and hangs his balls out the window and says, what should I do today? It's on my hairy nutsacks hanging out the window. What should I tweet today? Space Force.
Fantastic.
What colour are they going to be, the Space Force? They've got to be blue, haven't they? Come on, fella.
Blue, yeah. They've got to be blue.
They've got to be blue.
Got to be blue.
With, big.
Well,
big yellow wigs on them, yeah?
In Aliens, the Marines were the intergalactic colonial Marines, force. That's who they were. The soldiers in the film Aliens were Space Marines, for want of a better word. But they called themselves Colonial Marines.
But they were basically working for the corporates anyway.
They were the military, but they were
mercs.
But they were more mercenary than real military, as in military you would like to think is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alright, there we go.
Space Force.
Yep.
Space Force. It's brilliant. Anyway, so there we go. That's enough Donald Trump for today.
Yeah.
I was looking for my list, because Paul's still you can't do it now. You hear zips and crashing and banging. You can't sit down. I think married life and having kids has meant that this hobby time
Yeah.
It's got to be kind of maximised, exactly. The use of. So there's no, like, sitting down recording now. It's, I've got to be tidying, I've got to be doing this, doing that, and recording.
Yep.
So, you can talk about what you've been doing. It's only been just over... It's been 2 weeks, actually, because we had a cry-off last week.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got some games of Warmaster in. So I played Jim, Cathay, playtesting. Two games when he came down for the day. And I've also played Dan Adam, the guy I did the podcast with, who painted all the minis while it was over Skype.
All right.
He was in England,
Is he from America then?
Well, he's English, but he lived. Well, he's an expat. Was living in America, and now he's moving to China. Yeah, works in an international school. Yeah, okay. So like his wife and daughter go with him, and
get plenty of games of Warmaster in China.
Well,
I'm sure.
Anyway, he came round and I played him kind of teaching game of Warmaster. Yeah, which was quite cool. Yeah, because he's a nice guy. It was just like nice to chat with him, and he had a lot of opinions about a lot of things. It was great.
Trump, do you have any opinions on Trump? Last Trump comment.
Didn't bring it up. Really.
Didn't talk politics. No, we don't need any of that.
Didn't talk politics.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you played Jim the Gent. Two games.
Two games. So so he was using Cathay, I used. Oh Christ! What did I used two different armies against him. I can't remember now, but we were using the original Cathay list. So and actually afterwards I pointed out to Jim that he should have chosen. What I see is the danger of the Cathay list is you can get too much artillery in it. There's because both the artillery pieces are
0-1.
They're not. They're 1-0-2. So you could get too much of it on the table. But Jim hadn't taken that. So
like goblin style of the map?
No, they have these weird, like these 60-centimetre bolt throwers, and they have,
I'm sure they're only allowed, like, two pieces over the...
No. Like, other lists had done that. They don't. So, like, Jim hadn't chosen it, but I was pointing out, Jim, how you break that list, is you can take too much.
Well, and also they've got... correct me if I'm wrong, or yeah. Maybe Jim was suggesting, haven't they got the same as Bloody Hull Skulls?
No, it was like, he was, well, yeah, they're China, is it like, that's who Cathay is, like, is ripped, and they have a very limited amount of cavalry and chariots, yeah, like, their maximums are harsh on, there's only, like, max one on cavalry, and two on chariots.
No, that's not that.
But then they have for men, considering they are men. Now, as I said to Jim, it's like they've got also like an elite infantry choice, which it seems to be like, you know, well, if they're, you could look at that because there isn't fluff constraining who Cathay are a lot, mm-hmm. in like what's in their army, you know. Then you could have that hard unit of infantry is like. As a multi-race thing, as like mercenary ogres, for example.
Yeah, but I consider elite infantry to be like Saurus level.
Yeah.
Anything going beyond Saurus is like fucking off the chart as far as like infantry goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Mr. Russell.
Yeah.
You won't hear that. So I'm... He needs to stay off the caffeine. So he's just emptying a bag of ogres that I've given him to paint. Yeah. Brilliant. So you won't hear that rustling.
Yeah. So anyway, I played two games of Cathay with Jim, and using the original list, he's put down some thoughts about it. So next time we'll change the list a bit, and then we'll have some feedback to give as playtesting.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ultimately with the aim to make Cathay an army in revolution.
Yeah, my only concern is like you need wankers to push the system, not like build generic friendly lists.
Yeah.
So you need somebody to say, right, I'm just going to take all artillery and fucking Hull Skulls.
Well, that's kind of
the Janna's list.
Yeah, that's the thing is you have to, you know, you have to push the boundaries of the list. And so next time around, I'll make sure Jim does that with his artillery. Like, you know, if we're adjusting, if we say to justify something, we've got to like trial on the table because, you know, armies can put down one decent artillery brigade. They shouldn't be able to put down more.
Well, goblins
they?
Can. Goblins can put.
But goblins
tons
are the only ones that can. I think you could with Cathay, you could push it. It could be too much.
They're not got shit.
Yeah.
All goblins have is their artillery and some trolls.
Got to see it on the table first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you played that. What did you play last night?
So I went to Bethnal Green, and I played Steve Cole at Epic.
Okay.
Epic Armageddon.
You got a win yet?
No. The first list, we played two games because I thought the first game would not go very well. I took a skew list. I took the Titans, the five Titans, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. makes a list. It just basically just ran rings around me. Like, you know, because the game has quite a bit of scenery on it, which it needs to have, you know, basically, he never allowed my Titans. Was against a Death Corps of Krieg list, which is quite a static guard formation.
Right.
But like he was playing it by they transport in quite a few super heavies, like transports, and he never gave me a good chance to shoot at anything. I'd have to go double or something to I'd have to get modifiers to shoot at anything. And he used cover better than I was as well. So it was interesting to try, but it didn't make me think. Oh,
that's good. List shouldn't like, be broken
it,
by.
Yeah, like it didn't interesting. But it didn't make me think. Oh, Titans, they're too good, or they're fun to push around because when that warlord does fire at something, you know, it's like it should hurt it, you know. But yeah, it wasn't. I wouldn't want to take it long to event because your games would be done, win or loss, they'll be done in half an hour.
Yeah, and you've got it. There's more than just killing stuff to the.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. But like when you've got to be in several places on the battlefield, where you've only got five, you know, four separate pieces because the warhounds are two things. You can't be everywhere at once, yeah. Can you? And when they drop, and they can drop, I lost the Reaver to a mass assault. I rolled badly, but I still lost it. It was like, well, I'm too spaced out.
Yeah,
I'm game over. Isn't it? So I wouldn't want to take it to an event because I'd be I don't know. But it was interesting to try. And then I played. I tried a different Marine list against him, and I did quite well there. Like my Marines did all right, but I just ran. I lost the game because again, I managed to hold it to a fourth turn, but I ran out of Marines. You know, like I killed a lot of guard. Like it was, you know, glorious at points, but I just ran out of men.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but it was good.
Oh, awesome. Happy days. Mm-hmm. So I went to the club last night.
Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of run round. Mm-hmm. X-Wing's taken a bit of a fucking kicking, hasn't it?
Has it?
I think so. Maybe it was just a one-off, but there was hardly anybody playing X-Wing. Like one little duo.
All right, okay.
And that used to be like there was as many as like. 5-6 tables on
yeah,
the go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they've rebooted, haven't they, to a second edition, and lots of players aren't used to that.
Probably some of them haven't experienced before, where they have to update.
It's painful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is painful. What else did we have? We had a 40K with like somebody who was playing with a Bane Blade, so I didn't stay long.
Got interested.
Back in the day, you'd have to get my permission to even think about bringing one of them. It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
The thing's like half the size of the table. we had a Memoir 44 game going.
Oh, cool.
Like a big one.
Right, okay.
Overlord, yeah, yeah. Like massive thing.
All right.
Normandy Beach Landing.
So. Yeah, yeah.
That was good. Three Guild Ball, which seems to be the flavour of the month. Or maybe that was a Guild Ball event night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the league that's running on, it's quite funny because they have to put a limit on Dan. Like he only can earn half the points.
Handsome Dan.
Because he's too good at the game. It's like, he won another event, on Saturday, last Harlow event, which was on Saturday. He just wins,
Wins.
And when he plays Aaron, it's like, I think their games are done in 20 minutes. It's like, that's how fast they play, and like, you made a mistake in setup, I've won. Like,
let's go for it.
Yeah.
War Machine, last
right.
night.
Cool.
Dave Downs was given a training game to
Oliver.
Oliver,
yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oliver seemed like he was enjoying himself. He enjoyed like taking a Cephalix and throwing it against a house with a jack and splatting it. It's something you can do that's quite cinematic. I said, you should have taken like one of his jacks and thrown it at his stuff. And, like, that's even better when you kill their stuff by throwing their own jacks at it. And a game of Rune Wars.
Yeah. So that's like fantasy, the Rune Wars equivalent of fantasy, isn't it? Kind of,
yeah.
It's units. It's 28mm scale
fantasy flight games. Kind of like a cross between Warhammer Fantasy and X-Wing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it was fucking horrible.
Was it? Really?
It was rubbish.
Was it terrible?
Was there
any true manoeuvrability in it? Like the
maneuverability, but like it was just fucking awful, right? So imagine
what made it awful.
Right. Oh, so here we go. Here's the crux of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got your units.
Yep.
I've got my units. Right, so before the turn starts, we set what each unit's going to do and where it's going to move using those X-Wing turning circles.
Right, yeah.
And, like, speeds.
Yeah.
So you say, I'm going to tight turn right for one.
Yeah, okay.
With a unit.
Okay, yeah.
Right, okay. But then you've also got to say what that unit's going to be doing while it's doing that. So is it going to be charging? Is it going to be fighting? Is it going to be trying to use its bows?
Right, okay.
So you get situations where we're both facing off each other and we don't know what the... Because it goes in its strict initiative order, so like the quickest goes first.
Yeah, yeah.
But each of your manoeuvres is at a different initiative on each unit.
Right.
So it's just like your brain gets completely fried. Because I don't know what initiative you're doing any of your orders on.
Yeah.
And you don't know what initiative I'm doing any of my orders on.
Right.
And if you're going to charge me, then I have to set to melee fight you and not try and charge you back.
Right.
So you get situations where neither of them actually bother charging because they
don't assume the other thing.
They both assume the other one's going to charge it. They just stand there and do nothing.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Or you set to charge and the other one sets to charge and only the guy that charges first gets to fight.
Ooh.
So you get charged and it fights you and you don't fight back because you've set yours to charge.
Yeah.
And like early in the game when they're trying to manoeuvre into position to charge,
yeah.
Like if you get the activations wrong, so the thing you were going to move to charge moves before you, then you charge to where it was. And you get like a panic token for charging to the wrong place. It was like really shit. It's like, this is horrible. Nobody's playtested this game.
Yeah.
Like, they thought, just like, we'll do these units, the miniatures look cool, and we'll just wang the X-Wing hidden mechanic, movement mechanic onto it.
Yeah.
This is fucking awful.
Oh, just dear.
Really, really bad. So, unless I was completely misreading the game, it had some, like, subtleties with the... They love the little tokens, and they love the little upgrade cards and stuff, because it's a Fantasy Flight game. But the actual... The core movement mechanic's just awful. Just awful. Apparently there was a tournament recently, and you could see it straight away. The way to avoid that is just have giant units.
Yeah.
That just hit stuff by their sheer size.
They can't not be hit, yeah.
Yeah, and that stuff has to hit because they're so big. But because they're so big, they're unbelievably resilient and do unbelievably large amounts of damage. So stuff charges them, does a bit of damage, and then gets killed.
Yeah.
So you just set yourself all the time to just, like, fight. Not charge, just fight. And just let stuff run into you.
Doesn't sound great.
Pretty poor.
I mean, if you can get situations where both your armies don't fight each other because you anticipated the other one doing it, that seems weird.
I don't set mine to charge because I think you're going to charge me first.
But I also think that.
So we both set to fight and neither of us are in melee.
Oh, God. Right. That's why we spent this time doing this.
Yeah. So it was interesting to see the game, but no. Mm-hmm. No. That's easy.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Okay, so we're back after our little chaos sponsorship break, and we're going to talk about the newly voted upon second generation.
Yes, Wood Elves.
Wood Elves with added forest.
Should I do the fluff first?
No fluff. We're not going to say how good they are. Although they are elves, so you can't be that fucking bad, can they?
Okay. So I've got the army list up here. What are we doing? Are we talking through what the army list is?
Yeah, because to most people, they won't know.
Okay.
Most people aren't on the Specialist Arms Forum and aren't on the Rules Committee.
Yeah, I won't have seen these things. Okay, so Wood Elves are going to be the game's third elf faction after High Elves and Dark Elves. They have been the most problematic to get through because, essentially, when Warmaster is for grand armies, Wood Elves are the most guerrilla tactics army going. You know, so it brings up a lot of, you could think of different out-of-the-box ways, how could you represent that on the table, and also how do you get a situation where you don't want this army to just shoot you off the table. That's not what Warmaster is.
Okay, and also, this list comes from a very specific point in fantasy.
Mm.
Like, and I'm sure the modern, whatever they are now, Wood Elves, what are they, tree spirits or something?
That's right, yeah. In Age of Sigmar.
Yeah. They don't come with their own forests anymore.
No, I don't think so.
In tournaments, you're not bringing your own forests. But from this point in the Warhammer world...
Yeah, you did.
You did. And that was the main sticking point. It's like, how on earth do you play a tournament with people bringing their own scenery that then changes the table for them?
Exactly. So the Wood Elf army list. So what you have is... First troop type is Glade Guard Infantry... 3 attacks, 1 shot, 3 hits, no armour, 65 points, min 2, maximum 4, and they have special rule 1, which is Wood Elves are just very good at shooting, like High Elves, and they have +1 to hit when the Glade Guard units have. So this Wood Elf plus one to hit.
So they've got six of armour.
No, they have no armour.
No armour, okay. No. So they're a little bit different to normal High Elf archers.
Yeah, they're, yeah, exactly.
Because they're more expensive, what High Elf archers. Yeah, I think 75 and they've got six of armour.
Yeah, so Eternal Guard, infantry, 335, the classic profile for 60 points. Minimum
infantry.
Nothing, maximum three. And that's it, no special rules for them.
Eternal maximum Guard. Three? See, that's unusual for core infantry.
Yeah, yeah, so you could have at most six units.
But that goes to show how few what else there are in the world.
Yeah, well, exactly. Okay, so War Dancers, infantry, four attacks.
Oh, these were a pain in the balls.
Four attacks, three hits, armor zero or five, one stand for 30 points, and they have the special rule two, which is ward. Now,
okay,
so this ties into the army rule. So we'll talk about the army rule now. Before deploying the armies, a Wood Elf player may decide to place additional pieces of wooded terrain instead of fielding one of his War Dancer units, assuming he has one on his list. So those woods are going to cost 30 points. You know, the additional wood must be placed wholly on the Wood Elf player's half of the table. It cannot be placed over any other terrain feature except for road or hill and must be placed at least 12 centimetres away from any other dense terrain feature. So other woods. The size of the single additional wooded piece cannot have a dimension larger than 16 centimetres. In this way, the player can field one additional wood per 1,000 points. So in a 2,000 points game, the most you can put down is two. However, the wood cannot be placed if it would bring the total number of woods wholly on the Wood Elf player's half of the table over four. So if the Wood Elf player had three woods on here because he chose won the scouting role, he can only place one extra wood. And a Woodland Folk, due to living amongst the forest of Lorien, all Wood Elf infantry does not suffer the minus one command penalty to be in a wood, which kind of makes sense.
That would make sense.
So War Dancers. So basically, War Dancer stands never fight as independent units. Instead, you add them as a skirmisher stand onto Glade Guard or Eternal Guard. So you've either got zero armour, or a shooting unit, or five of armour with a elite infantry unit.
Yeah.
This brings the size of this unit to four stands. They have basically the same rules as skirmishers. They don't give a minus one command penalty. If they're dead, they can be outside of the unit's formation normally, and they don't discern for half pace. But in addition, they also have this, this is the tax on how you get free woods. So you can have, at most, is War Dancers is four. You know, so you could have eight stands.
Eight per thousand.
Eight in total in a 2,000-point game. But two of them, if you're trading them in for woods, are gone for that. So your woods aren't free anymore. They're 30 points.
Okay. But what that potentially turns is that reasonably good infantry into Empire Halberdiers with skirmishers, which are reasonably good infantry. As Empire go, because now you can have a brigade four by four.
Yeah, I mean the difference is if you did that, you'd have four units of 60, so 60, 120, 240,
and then
four stands of 30 points each, which is another 120.
So 360.
360 to make a four across brigade of them. Interesting. I mean, okay, so this is how now. Okay, in a regular game, I suppose it's in a normal battle. This is part of the army, so you'd have to allow them to try the woods. I think in scenario play, I think you'd have to not allow them the option. But at least with this army list, that allows that flex, because it's not saying woods cost 30 points, that's it. It's saying you take a War Dancer stand, and when you can trade them in. So in terms of the Wood Elf player going to an event has both options, essentially, don't they? So they have their War Dancer stands and they have some free woods, two free woods they can... So, no, they have their placeable woods, which they've probably brought to the table as well.
Okay. Yeah, so that's quite an elegant solution, I think.
Yeah,
As solutions go. I mean, we couldn't get to the stage where we got rid of the woods.
No,
because,
sadly not.
People who playtested it said they just needed the little woods.
Yeah.
So they had to have the woods. One nice thing is to see the War Dancers lost Rending, because that was abysmally brutal.
They had to go.
Oh, so you have Chaos Warriors, have you? No armour, are you?
Yeah, that had to go. Yeah, there was quite a few unique things in the original Wood Elf list, which you really had to why they got that. So, and I say, as this was the most sticking issue was what to do with the woods issue, and this is the solution that has come up and has been released into the world.
May work. Hopefully, it works.
At the Triwizard in November, if there's a lot of people playing Wood Elves and they dominate, then we'll have to look at it, won't you? I mean, it has to go out there and see if it breaks something, doesn't it, before you adjust it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. So, the next unit is Waywatchers, which have one attack and two shooting attacks, three hits, no armor. There are only two stands. They're 60 points for two stands, so 30 points. You imagine that's 30 points a stand. You can have most of two units, and they have Waywatcher Rule 3, which is famous for the bow skills. They have plus one to hit, and they are shooting attacks on minus one armor.
So it's just armor piercing. Basically, not rending.
Yeah, not rending. And Waywatchers also have ambush, which is basically, in summary, is basically the same rules for infiltrate that
Gutrunners and everything else have. Yeah.
I could say it all again, but that's what it is.
So it'd be nice to stick behind an enemy and shoot.
I mean, with only two stands, three hits each, and no armour, you are verging on the point where...
And how many attacks?
One. I mean, so, like,
apart from shooting, they ain't doing a lot.
No, exactly.
But do they get the full two on stand and shoot?
Well, yeah, they would, yeah.
So it'd be a bit spiky, but like magic carpets.
Basically, if you think, like, okay, so these Waywatchers infiltrate into some advanced position, say a wood, ideally, and they're shooting out of it range 30. Well, yes, that hurts. But if anything actually gets into combat with them, these guys will fold, won't they? As in, like,
they should fold.
They should, and they should fold because they are the epitome of a guerrilla army. These are the guerrillas of that army. Yeah, as in they are.
So these in your ancients. Ruling yeah. that you've been playing, they'd be the skirmishers that you could never charge because they just keep running away every time you charge.
Yeah, exactly. Again, you could have done Waywatchers in loads of different ways. You could have even done them abstract ways in terms of, like, you essentially just, you're buying Waywatchers for the army and they're not even on the table. They just represent, like, shots out of woods or something. I don't know. You could have done it, but this is the way that's been decided. I mean, When they're only three hits each and no armor, a ring of magic, like a six attack spell, would
take at least one standoff.
Take at least one standoff.
Okay. What's next, sir?
Dryads.
So what are they? 0-1.
0-1. Yeah. Dryads. Infantry. Four attacks. Three hits. Six armor. 60 points. And they have one minimum one. So you're going to have to take at least two stands, maximum nothing. And they have the rule 4, which is... sort of scroll down.
So these are your core troops.
Forest
unlimited.
Spirits. These are core troops.
These are the unlimited troops. These are the only ones so far that are unlimited. Yeah. Okay.
Are woodland creatures. They are immune to terror and suffer minus one command penalty while being ordered by a general or noble. Right. And this is a forest spirit rule, so it's repeated in a few other units in the game.
Okay. And these are orcs, by the looks of the stat line, are they?
4-3-6, yes. Yes, 4-3-6. Yeah.
Immune to terror orcs.
Yeah. And they're the only thing that has maximum zero.
I think going back, I'm trying to, because I haven't got the old list in front of me. I'm trying to do it from, like, muscle memory, mm-hmm. from how much venom was. Yeah. So I think these were the really obnoxious ones, weren't they? They were basically like ogres or something with immune to fire.
Yeah,
the flammable ogres or something.
All that fire stuff had to go, you know, because it was like, you know, it was a debuff, like, how common is that?
It's not like, I think we said it before, in, like, it was kept under control in fantasy because you could get a really cheap flaming sword.
Or a banner that would give you flaming attacks.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any of that.
Yeah. So interesting. I mean, it's interesting that you then have a core unit that your general is harder to command with, which is, again, a unique...
He's still not that bad, though.
He's not that bad, but, like...
He's not an orc, is he?
It's like, that's a bit different. So, okay. Glade Riders, Cavalry. Three attacks, one shot, three hits, six up armour, 100 points, minimum nothing, maximum three. They have no special rules, so they are your fast cavalry. They'll also have, you know, you could also, when you've got to think about cavalry now, is they'll be able to tap the light cavalry optional rule as well.
Yeah, if you're using
it. If you're using it. Yeah. Again, they're not, you know, they're not plus one to hit. They're not ridiculous. Yeah, like,
well, if Reavers lost it, then these guys would lose it, wouldn't they?
They had to go. So I think that's totally fair. Wild Riders, Cavalry. Three attacks, three hits, five up armour, 110 points. And they have the Forest Spirit rule, so immune to terror, mm-hmm. but minus one to command. And they have Rule 5, which is Wild Riders, plus one attack on the first round of every combat when fighting to the front. So effectively they can pull, on the charge, they can pull five in the open.
They're like cold ones. But with worse armor, like Dark Elf Cold.
Yeah,
one.
And a bit negative command as well. 110 points. That was something. Originally, they were. I think they were costed too low. 110 points seems about right for that. you know, like comparing to other units. Minimum nothing, maximum two, so you could have four at the most. I mean, they will hit hard, but they're brittle. You know, like, there's a big difference between heavy cavalry at four up armour and pseudo, well, not light cavalry, but medium cavalry at five up armour. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know. And plus, being that five up armour bracket means they won't be able to tap light cavalry optional rules.
Okay.
Yep. Treekin, infantry, 4-4-5. Three stands, 105 points, and they minimum nothing, maximum two. They have the rule of four of forest spirits. So your treekin is immune to terror and neg one to command.
Yeah. What was their profile? Sorry,
4-4-5, 105 points, which is the same as ogres.
Oh shit! These were the ones. Mm-hmm. Dang, damn it! Well, at least they're priced like ogres.
Yeah,
now.
They are priced like ogres. Where they have immune to terror, but the ogres would have the always charge, but they have a negative command.
Yeah,
factored in there.
Yeah, yeah. And the
ogres have a...
There's no flammable on these guys.
You had to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So fine, these were the ogres that I was thinking of.
Treeman, monster, 6-4-4, so a small monster profile. 130 points, same minimum nothing, maximum one. They have a rule of seven as well, which is Treeman can enter woods, but cannot get defended status there. Treeman cause terror. Which makes sense.
It's like a mini bone giant that can go in a wood or something.
Because, like, monsters can't normally go in woods. But it would. How could you have a treeman not be able to go in a wood?
That wouldn't make much sense.
It'd be like, it's in the name, isn't it? You know, it's like.
So he can go in a wood, but he doesn't get defended.
Yeah, he doesn't get defended. Right? He's allowed to go in there. But it's kind of like.
But you still don't get a charge bonus against it.
No. It's like how do dwarf rangers chase down flyers? Well, they do it because the dwarf list needs something that can chase things. How did and I go, okay, that kind of game balance makes sense. Like, a tree man can't go in a woods, just sounds all kinds of wrong, doesn't it?
He's too big for the wood. He's outgrown the wood.
It's just like, so where does he live?
Between woods.
So then we have the character set up. So we have a general who's a two attacks, command 10 general, 105 points.
Keep going.
155
yeah, that's better.
But he has so he's a command 10 general, but some of his troops, including some core troops he must take, he is not command 10 to order.
Yeah.
You have your noble, which is your standard 80-point attack hero.
Yeah.
You can have two of them in the 2,000-point list. You have a treatment ancient. So a hero, three attacks, command 830 points, and ability 8. That is, treatment ancient has a minus one command penalty when issuing things not forest spirits. It's the reverse.
So it's just good for that. Yeah.
Can only join forest units and is able to cast a tree singing spell. Units joined by treatment ancient cause terror. There can only be one treatment ancient in the Wood Elf army. Cannot be given any magic items. So he's the only character. Oh no, there is another one. Sorry. So he's an interesting kind of option as a treatment.
Yeah, ancient. I mean there are other things like this in the game.
Yeah, yeah, there are.
It's
so your branch wave is your hero, two attacks, so one extra, so one more than noble. Command 8, 90 points then. And she has rule 9, which is branch raven has a minus one command when issuing orders other than forest spirits units. Can only join forest spirit units and can cast, and is able to cast tree singing spell, cannot be given any magic items. So you're divvying the army list between two areas of forest spirits and non-forest spirits, which have respective characters. Then you have a spell weaver, a wizard, who's a command 8 wizard with 80 points.
So you can't have both of these. You can't have both sets of wizards.
So you could have... a treeman ancient and a branch wraith can cast only one spell, tree singing, which is moving trees.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they can cast.
Okay.
And you can have two wizards.
So the last wizard, the spell speaker,
spell weaver.
Is just basically a hero with a spell built in.
The branch wave hero.
Yeah.
Who can only order some troops.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the general can attempt to order them. These can't order Wood Elf units.
Okay.
They can only order Forest Brilliant. We'll go over the spell deck in a minute. Then you've got a couple of mounts. Giant Stag, 10 points for plus one attack. And a rule 10, which I think is a plus one to cast, isn't it?
It's a unicorn in disguise, isn't it?
Hang on, let's have a look. Giant Stag. Just adds plus one attack to the right. Well, it's in the profile. I didn't really need that as a rule. Unicorn, plus one attack, 15 points for rule 11.
Oh, it is the unicorn. Hello, unicorn.
Yeah. And that means you get plus one attack, like the stag, but you also get a plus one cast, once, but and there's only one unicorn in the army.
Yeah, same as Bretonians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then there's a Warhawk, a +1 attack, 15 points, which is a mount 12, which
that's just
means
an eagle.
You can fly.
Yeah.
That's it. And then you have a Forest Dragon, +3 attacks, 100 points. Rule 1, and this should be exactly the same as the other dragon. Yeah, +3 attacks, and can has a range 20 shooting attack, 3 attacks, usual way. So this would have spells. So Tree Singing, which is the most common spell, available to 3 different characters in the army list. 4+ a cast, range 30, moves one wooded terrain piece along with unengaged friendly units inside it up to d6 centimetres in any direction, leaving in place all enemy stands that initially were in the woods. So you'd move the enemy out, as in the wood moves away from them. Every single wood may only be affected by the spell once per phase. The movement is ended when it's coming into touch with other pieces of terrain or enemy units or characters. And if friendly units within the terrain piece come into contact with the enemy, then they count as a wood elf charge. Bit random. Yeah. So you could have a unit of wood elves on the edge of a wood and shove this and artificially charge and charge them. Like, use this to charge. There's only d6 centimetres, so you have to be pretty close for that.
Yeah, but you can only... visibility is restricted in a wood. So if they're in the wood and you're in the wood,
you can
you're
use
more than
3
centimetres
to move into them. It's a rather unique spell.
I'm sure all the same shit still works. You're still charging in a wood.
Yeah, exactly.
So they'll still be defended, potentially.
It's a Twilight Host, 5+ the cast, range 30. A wind enchantment falls around the unit and gulfs it. The unit causes terror to the wood elf next patch phase. Call of the Hunt, 5+ the cast, range 30. Make a full pace move into contact with the nearest visible enemy unit in the same way as charging. Enemy may not shoot at the charges. Fury of the Forest, 6+ the cast, range 60. Spell makes 3 shooting attacks against all units within 10 enemies of a chosen wooded terrain piece. Units get no armor save if they're within the wooded terrain. Unengaged units are not driven back for the spell, but hits will carry on to the first round of combat.
Okay.
So, 2 of the spells revolve around woods. So... it is, and it kind of makes sense that they have to have some. They are allowed to bring in some woods.
Well, on the table with no woods, they're going to have 2.
They're going to have 2, aren't they?
Yeah. Because on that kind of table, you're going to take off 2 of your war dancers to get 2 woods.
Yeah.
Exactly. So at least you've got some shenanigans to be able to do.
Yeah. I mean, so that's the wood elf list. That is what's now legal.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we're going to have to see how it does in an event.
I'm going to take this fucking thing.
Instead of the ogres?
Well, at some point.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it for November. But I'm worried Janice is going to take it.
Why am I doing these ogres for you, then?
I told you there's no rush on that.
All right, okay.
I'm pretty sure once Janice starts sniffing this list, he's going to be bringing this too in November, unless he's running the thing.
Well, I mean, as I say, it has to be put out
there. It's got
to
be tested.
It's got to be tested.
I mean, it's definitely an improvement on the previous one.
Oh yeah, massively.
I still think it's like completely abusable, and I'll be what's the thing? Do you watch Serenity? Serenity. Firefly.
Firefly. Yeah. I have seen it. Yeah. There's only limited.
I mean, I'm intending to misbehave with this.
I mean, it's without playing quite a bit, I mean, I was like, where do you think the obvious... what would you do with this list?
What would I be intending to do?
Yeah, what would you
intend? I'd be intending to abuse that movement spell with no stand and shoot. That would be, like, priority one.
All right.
But, like, doing things like blinkering my own unit of... what are they called? Warhawk riders.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Like, bringing their own blinkers.
Bringing their own blinkers.
By putting 2 of them facing backwards and 1 of them forwards.
Oh, okay.
And, like, hiding so they've got basically a laser sight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that could be bad, couldn't it? Yeah, go on.
We'll see.
Oh, that could be bad, yeah.
But you're going to have to split your artillery up. You can't put it in one place. Because it's still got 60 centimetre charge.
Yeah.
Even with the irregular facing.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's going to be stingy.
stingy.
Those Empire Cannon Brigades.
Yeah. What's that? Birds?
No, but I think it's going to be interesting. I probably won't bother with much woodland stuff apart from the stuff they make me take.
So you're going to have just 2 units of dryads.
Is that the minimum?
That's the minimum. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'll try and abuse the elves.
Okay. I mean,
especially the ambushing elves.
the war dancers, Weight Watchers.
Because they can cause hassle.
The thing is, looking at it is that, you know. I think that the list that beats this Wood Elf list, and I think quite comfortably actually, is your Chaos list with
Your ogres, the big lumps. Yeah. It's got no artillery.
Yeah, It's like this, because everything, though they have a lot of shooting, it's all range 30. Only one bit of it from the Waywatchers is a neg one armor. It will do a lot of shots, but your heavy infantry army, I think, will just march straight into this.
Yeah, but that very heavy Chaos infantry list that I've played a couple of times recently in the GT, there are very few characters for that don't involve artillery.
That's true, yeah.
Because it's better than you.
It's better than you.
And it's way harder than you.
Yeah, it's coming in. You know, like, I'll fight you in that wood. Don't matter. Yeah, like, you can shoot with those bows. Don't matter.
Don't matter.
Like,
it would have mattered maybe more with rending, but there was no rending there.
No. So, that's
good. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying the list is broken, but I'm going to intend to push it, because that's what needs to happen.
Because it has to be pushed. Yeah, exactly. Like, if in an event, say there's three Wood Elf players and they finish 1, 2, 3, then we have a problem.
Well, that's unlikely.
No, I'm just saying. And like, then yeah, but this is
because I know from first-hand experience that lots of people take heavy Chaos lists.
Yes,
they do, and they'll be interested to see how this deals with it.
I mean,
it's got some tools.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting enough. I certainly would want to play against it, definitely. Like now that it's a thing out there, it'd be interesting to try. You know, and it'd be interesting to see what some armies do against it. You know, as in how the game goes down, because I can't see it ever being a big break-pointed army, not at all. Yeah, there's nothing in there that's cheap, as in like...
Well, elf lists are never.
But and they never are, and it's like, yo, and then you think, well, what are high elves famous for? Lots of Command 10 pushy silver helms moving around?
That's still
like
Command 10.
But I'm saying, but like, what are dark elves famous for?
Command 10
cold ones? Cold ones, aren't they? You know, like, and these guys have no 4 plus armour. Oh no, the tree men's 4 plus armour. They have no 4 plus, they don't have no heavy cavalry.
Well, they have orc boar boys instead, don't they?
In dryads.
No, the wild riders. What
the wild riders, yeah.
No, what are they called?
Boar riders.
Boar riders. They're basically boar riders.
Yeah, that's why I said the points like had to be reflective of them. Yeah, because...
Or like cheaper cold ones, dark elf cold ones, but with 5 up armour.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how they work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, shenanigans, sir. And there's also a lot of variety in this list. I'm not knocking this list. I mean, this was like the poison chalice, the impossible job.
Yeah.
When I originally, however long it was ago,
dreamed the dream
of having the rules committee.
Yeah.
I absolutely, categorically, and deliberately kept these fucking things.
Yeah.
Away from as much of the list as possible. So it's like, let's get as much as we can get done as possible before we even touch this one, because this thing just dragged on forever.
Yeah,
nobody could agree with anything.
It
took Alish to just grab the bull by the horns and say, rewrite the fucking list.
And I think that's fair enough. Yeah, it's like, it's... Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and that's what he did, and the list is an improvement on the previous list.
Definitely.
Not slighting the previous list, because the person who did the previous list put a lot of time and effort into it, but it was just, in our current environment, and trying to play in a tournament, and trying to use scenarios and stuff, the thing was it was a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it needed a lot of tidying up, didn't it? Like, just to make it, like the fact of those free woods, as in those woods that you could place. The old original rules were very open, like they were just like squares. You know, like that was all that you needed to be. And like, at least with this, the woods are placing this one, is no dimension is 16. So it's like, it limits the size of them again.
Right.
And
there is no rending now. There's the armour piercing, which was a rule already in the game.
Yeah.
And that's
it's an army that had a lot of unique only them rules, and has been changed to stuff that is common in other armies, which is exactly what the point of Walmart is, in what the point of this all is, isn't it? It's not to make things totally unique, but like, as in like, have things which are rare because they're only in one or two armies, as in only in two or three armies, but they need to be somewhere. There's nothing in there, I think, that isn't in another army, unless there's, is there any other, no, there are troops that give a negative to command, just generic, like trolls. Mm-hmm. So camels, yeah, or yetis. So I don't think there's anything in there that is totally unique, as in a section of a rule to them.
No, the only thing I'd say is it suffers from the same problem as most of the later lists of, like, entry bloat. Yeah, yeah. Whereas, like, earlier lists were clean, they had, like, 8 entries and then your characters. Now there's...
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah,
it's just the way it is.
Yeah,
we're basically fusing two different armies together. You've got Woodland Army and you've got, like, Elf Army, and you smash them together, so it's going to be bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you've probably got, like, two armies worth of character choices.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I mean, like, I can see, or right off the bat, I can see 3-4 different builds, you know, like, to the, how you could play this army. Loads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be the classic tough matchup for it. We'll see. Heavy chaos, like, just, like, even that crazy, like, what was it? Four Chaos Knights and 6 or 8 Chaos Warriors. Oh, Jesus. What do you fight here? I've got no artillery.
Yeah. Sooner or later, I will get to those woods and I will go in them.
And hide.
And then I will cut you up. Axe to face.
Okay, so thanks for all your work, Alice.
Yes, indeed.
I know
they
took a lot of time and patience.
Yeah.
And you posted up on the Specialist Arms Forum and dealt with all the madness that brought.
Exactly.
So fair play to you, fella. That was there was a tough bullet.
Yeah, it was.
And you took it.
But I think but now we are in this lovely position where everything we originally set out to do is being done.
Apart from two.
Kathy and Nippon.
And then that's in my mind that was it. I never had any intention of doing engineers guilds feral orcs or any of that bollocks.
Okay.
Just get you to 25. That's enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really is, isn't it? Yeah.
Just proxy beyond that.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't find the flavour you want in 25 different army lists, you just need to proxy it.
Pretend.
Just pretend, because I think that's plenty. Yeah.
And
25 would be a nice number, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's in a nice round number to say. This game system has 25 different armies and factions in it.
25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, right, good. So, a little advert and then a wrap-up.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
So, welcome back.
Hello.
Are we going to talk about some events that are upcoming and some bits and bobs and then that's that?
So I'm playing at the, not this weekend, next weekend. I'm going up to Stirling with the world champion.
The world champion
and
goat.
I'm going to play at the Warmaster event there, which should be cool. I'm going to take Chaos Dwarfs.
What's the goat taking?
I don't know.
Keeping his powder dry.
He always, as always.
He might take the wood elves. Is there a chance? It's not open, is it? It's not. Wood elves aren't out in the wild yet.
No, well, they are, but they're not. I mean, the way that this event has used this, as in said, what you can use is it's got to be on the selector, and they're not on the selector yet.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah. So I'm using Chaos Dwarfs because I don't think anybody else will bring a Chaos Dwarf, as in will have a Chaos Dwarf. It's very unlikely. I mean, there are some players at this event that I've never met before, and who knows, maybe one of them has a Chaos Dwarf army. But I want it, and I was going to use Skaven, but I did find out somebody else is using Skaven, and I just cannot get the right idea of Skaven, as in what I'm supposed to do.
Supposed to loot.
Yeah, well, exactly. As in terms of as a build, and like, I don't mind going up there and getting beaten. But I'd want to be the unique army, and I want to know somebody else is already using Skaven.
You want to be the special snowflake.
Because this other person asked me for advice on Skaven. I was like, here's what I think. I can't make a decision.
Is there any scenarios?
No, it's just 3 regular games. And
No clock?
I don't think there's a clock system, though.
Okay.
So,
Skaven might work, then.
But I'm going to use Chaos Dwarfs because I'm quite happy with how that army plays. I've quite enjoyed playing it. I will throw it at people and see what I can do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what else we got? November?
November.
Already sold out?
Yeah. There is one ticket available for Stirling. If somebody wants to go. I saw they put up a thing today. 15 out of 16 being sold.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. The Triwizard November is sold out, I'm afraid. So, and they've sold it out, I think, beyond 16. So I think they're like 20 players or something like that.
They do that every year.
Yeah, but as in it's sold out already. So I'm playing in that, you're playing in that?
I pay you at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
get it done. But I think that was the weird one that they can't fit enough rounds in, so they have to have... I think that was the one where I finished first, you finished second.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Unbeaten.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was thinking about this. The only other way you can... push it out is if you have a round, maybe if you needed 4 rounds in a day, if you did the first game was like 1,000 points.
Well, like an escalation thing.
Yeah.
1,000, 1,500.
Or something like that.
2,000,
yeah. Yeah,
2,000.
Yeah, to try to fit four games in a day.
People could play for 4 hours on 1,000 point
well,
game.
Well, exactly. That's
them.
That's the problem, isn't it? I mean, like, you'd have to, again, you'd have to. It's not something I need to consider until. I mean, for me, the next event I would run would be January, February time. It would either be at Colchester in 40K, or if BonesCon runs again, I could run it at BonesCon.
Yeah, BonesCon. Well, they're talking about maybe doing a Glastonbury and taking a year off.
Yeah, and if that happens, then it will be at Colchester. If it doesn't happen, if it does exist, then I would run it at, instead of 40K, I would run it at
BonesCon. So you're going to do the Colchester, so I do the summer one, yeah? Next year? That was the deal, wasn't it?
I guess so. I mean,
so you could compete against the GOAT for the World Championship.
Well, that's, of course, so, yeah, assuming the London GT exists again, which it would, but assuming we're invited along. Yeah.
I'm sure we will. Yeah. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you wouldn't turn. I mean, if you did an event with like 600, 700, 800 people for a weekend, you're not going to say, oh, we're not going to bother. Mate.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not going to bother.
So, then there are some other maybe events. Jim was talking about running something one day in Leicester in July, but they haven't given him the details.
Well, it's already
nearly
July.
It's probably getting too late anyway in the day. Gianna's is actually at a convention, a book convention in Hull area as a writer in the first weekend of September, and he's talking about, Warmaster can be played there. So, but again, see if there's any take.
If anybody's in Hull and wants to get beaten.
Yeah, exactly. But you'll
have fun being beaten.
And that's about it for events at the moment.
So when I go in November,
yeah,
I will be with a list to win the tournament in three games.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still have, you know what I mean? Because if you go in, you have to win big.
Yes.
So there's no point trying to get marginal victories because you won't win the event.
You won't win an event.
You have to win big.
You have to win big.
I think it's like a system where there's like gradients of win.
That's right.
You need big wins.
Yep. And I will be trying to do the same as well. I don't know what I'd be using then, but because I'll be more inclined to. I'm happy to take some. I don't have to be a unique army at the Triwiz. I don't feel like for this Stirling. With the idea of going to Scotland, I was like, well, I could take loads of armies. I've got loads of tons of choice. But if I took like a Tomb Kings army, they might be really common in their meta. And I'd be like, it's just another player playing Tomb Kings. Just, I wanted to be hopefully that unique game.
That snowflake.
Yeah. Like maybe even Albion. Like that kind of thing.
With the ring. You've got to have the ring, man. I think Albion players don't even take the ring of magic. That's like how many points does that be worth, the giant?
It's quite nice. Yeah.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Way more than the 30 points for the ring of magic.
But I did play. Oh, that was it. One of the games, the second game of. I used Chaos Dwarves and then Albion against Jim at Cafe. And they fell apart to, I really, playing them, I was like, hard infantry would just ruin Albion.
Well, they got a lot of chariots, I see.
Yeah, it's like you hit them with waves of chariots, and then when it doesn't achieve something, you just. I was like, it's a fun army, but I was just like, hard infantry would murder this army.
On the flip side, I don't know if he still listens to the podcast, I haven't seen him in a little while, Sherwin. Mm-hmm. Sherwin, in his first ever tournament, lost in a final with Albion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Against Nick, who's in Tomb Kings.
Yeah.
So, as shit as Albion may be, in the hands of a person who could have been the GOAT, like Sherwin. he can still perform.
Yep.
So there must be something in there.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's
Waves of Chariots.
Yeah, Waves of Chariots. The thing is, you just.
I don't know. Oh, no. I remember what it was now. They had the access to the cheap-ass £30 dogs, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
12 units of £30 dogs. Bastard dogs. Chariots and dogs.
Chariots and dogs just coming in.
waving for these bastards. Right, okay, so next week we're going to try and do the Witch Hunters list.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So that will be an army review, so we bring in army lists that we've created. Because this was just a chat about what is new for Wood Elves, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's how though. Go and explore.
Yeah,
go
yeah. So at some point in the future, we'll do Wood Elves as an army review, bring in lists to the table. Won't we? This is my Wood Elf list, that's your Wood Elf list.
Although I'm not sure everything I need is available for this, so this may well be my first token arm in a long time.
Because
I don't know where it's one of those ones where I don't know where I'm going to get all the bits and bobs from, and they're going to have to be from different ranges.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I'm not Jim, and I don't have like unlimited time to source stuff, so this may well be a token army.
Yeah, fair enough.
At least I'll probably won't take it to a tournament as a token army. But
no, yeah, God, well.
But if I had to, I would. Yeah. I'm not proud. I'd take that if the organiser let me. Right, okay, so that was Warmaster Podcast episode 96.
96.
Paul, Barry.
Would you like to know more?